So to Wall Street now, which has been open for a little over 10 minutes, reacting to the news that the unemployment rate fell to a two-year low of 8.8% in March. Companies adding workers at the fastest two-month pace since before the recession began. 216,000 new jobs. Kelly Evans joins us. She's the head of the tape columnist for the Wall Street Journal. Kelly, it's a pretty exciting morning for traders as this trend seems to be continuing positively in the unemployment rate.
Yeah, it's funny to actually see the reports coming through from economists, and they're all saying, finally, a pretty decent jobs report. You know, usually there are the, sort of the caveats, there's been so much disappointment, but I think people sort of look at this and say the tone of it, the broad-based nature of the improvement, all pretty encouraging. But I have my own caveat. I just wanted to give you the
Before we hear your caveat, isn't it funny that on April Fool's Day, the economists actually buy the trend?
That's a good point. Maybe this is all just a giant joke being played on us by the Labor Department.
Your caveat, then.
So I will say this. The one disappointing thing that we've seen in the report for a couple of months now is that we're not seeing a pickup in average hourly earnings. One of the key things that needs to happen right now at the economy, especially given what's happening with consumer prices, you know, energy, food, and otherwise, is that we're not seeing wages increase to the same degree. And average hourly earnings are basically one way of looking broadly across the economy and saying what kind of, you know, small increases are we seeing in hourly earnings that will eventually feed through into higher wages so that people can pay for these costs. Unfortunately, we haven't seen any upward move on that in a couple of months now. It suggests that first of all, that people's real wages, meaning inflation-adjusted wages, are actually declining. You know, that's something we've been dealing with now in the economy for a while. It also potentially could put more pressure on companies to who are, you know, we talk about the increase we've seen in food prices, but to some degree, companies actually aren't passing along everything that they'd like. And this could make it even tougher, especially for those at the low end. It fits into that broader theme that we're seeing kind of a bifurcation, maybe a trifurcation of households.
And we are seeing, though, some food manufacturers adjusting the packaging of some of the things that they sell to reflect the higher food prices, even if they aren't raising the prices at the retail level. What inflation pressure is in this report? At a certain point, the Fed is going to look at this and go, you know what, we need to adjust interest rates.
Well, that's what's so interesting. It sort of it creates this Goldilocks moment to some degree for companies and almost for the Fed and for the market, where you have basically the economy improving but without inflationary pressures on the wage side. So if it weren't for what we were seeing in the run-up in costs right now, in food and energy costs, I think people would look at this and go, you know, pretty good news. We're getting this kind of momentum here, but we're not necessarily seeing a run-up in inflation. The problem is, as we know, we are seeing costs go up. So what this kind of does is basically shift people towards wondering if, instead of getting the best possible outcome, if there's risk of a bad one here, which is that you have kind of sluggish growth, as we've seen some of these growth forecasts come down for the first quarter, come down for the year. And at the same time, it's not weak enough to snuff out some of these cost pressures, and yet people don't really have the wages to cover for them.
So, Kelly Evans, before we go, does the Labor Department report take the attention off Sokol and Berkshire Hathaway?
For today, for this morning, I think so, yes.
So they're not looking at Berkshire. They're not looking at Buffett. They're definitely looking at the trend of reduced unemployment, 8.8% in March. Kelly Evans, have a great weekend.
You too.
Joining us on this April Fool's Day, head of the tape columnist for The Wall Street Journal, Kelly Evans, on the unemployment report from the Labor Department, 216,000 new jobs added last month, although average hourly earnings not rising, so some pressure downward on employment at this point, even with a good Labor Department report. Thanks, Kelly.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.